And we're going straight away to that arson attack on a prison officer's home in County Meath. He was able to extinguish the fire and no one was injured, but the attack has raised serious questions about the safety of prison officers. The Deputy General Secretary of the Prison Officers Association, Gabriel Keaveney, is on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
What can you tell us about what happened last night?
Well, late last night, as you've just mentioned, an arson attack was carried out in a serving prison officer's home. We're extremely fortunate that nobody was seriously injured during the incident. And it's the most sinister development. And unfortunately, it's not the first time that such an attack has taken place. We obviously wish our colleague and his family a speedy recovery and we'd be supporting them. But, you know, it does call into question, you know, exactly what certainly the Minister for Justice and the Garda Commissioner is going to do to protect prison officers. You know, we have to be assured that when we go into work that we can return safely to our homes and to our families, and they have to, you know, put in place whatever measures is necessary to ensure the safety of prison officers going about their job.
You've been seeking a meeting with the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee. What exactly is it that you want her to do?
Well, it's clear that she has to have a plan to deal with chronic overcrowding, first of all. She has to deal with the huge levels of drugs and violence that's ongoing in the prisons at present. We've sought a meeting with her now for over three separate requests have got in, and she hasn't met with us. So we can't just sit on our laurels in relation to this. This is a huge issue. This is the most serious development now that occurs in an overcrowded and highly, you know, where high tension is prevalent in the prisons. And the Minister and the Commissioner must take whatever steps is necessary in this regard.
But in the short term, what can they do? I mean, are you suggesting that they give early release to more prisoners?
No, absolutely not. We put forward a suite of measures, including the reopening of the Curragh prison, reopening of sections of old Cork prison, and we put forward other proposals. Now, they've rejected all those out of hand. Meanwhile, the chronic overcrowding is prevailing and getting worse. And then from this, you see huge deliveries of drugs by drones into prisons, and now we see prison officers being targeted for doing their job. It's just shocking.
Can I ask you specifically, actually, about the officer who was targeted in that attack last night? How is he today?
Well, obviously, he's working through it. I don't want to go into too much detail about the individual himself, but this has to be a hugely challenging situation for anybody who's involved. After all, we just go in to do a day's work, and you like to think you could get home and go home safely. But you can imagine if your front window has come in on top of you and your house, you know, is practically in flames. I mean, that is just shocking to think that would happen to you because of the job that you do.
You mentioned other threats against prison officers. What sort of incidents are you talking about?
Well, it's not unusual for prisoners to threaten staff on an ongoing basis in relation to their families, in relation to their homes, in relation to their car that they drive, etc., etc. And we work through that with the prison service and we have a protocol in place. Okay, but when we see the level of this attack and exactly what happened that was perpetrated on a member, then this is another level as far as we're concerned. And no level of violence against prison staff is acceptable. But this one is particularly sinister.
And was the officer, is he involved in an area which would bring him into harm's way, if you know what I mean? I mean, he is involved in a unit which specifically targets organised crime.
Yes, but prison officers the length and breadth of the country are dealing with prisoners on landings, in areas and workshops throughout the service, okay? So none of them should be targeted. Obviously, I don't want to go into too much detail about the officer, but he does work on a specialist unit, but everybody comes into contact on a daily basis with prisoners, and they should do that in a manner which doesn't lend them to be attacked or targeted in any manner afterwards.
Gabriel Keaveney, Deputy General Secretary of
Thanks.
The Prison Officers Association. Thanks indeed for taking our call this afternoon.